Yes, you have one? No.
It's just
who's initiated? Are you all initiated? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just wondering how to find the correct guru then. I mean, it also says that if your sincerity and heart becomes strong enough, then Krishna manifests, the Chaitanya Guru manifests outside as the guru.
Yeah.
So your Diksha Guru.
Well, you answered your own question.
Yeah.
So he said, how do you find the guru? Then he just answered in the same breath. You're very sincere and you're fortunate that Krishna, you know, the guru in the heart manifests outside. Well, okay. You have another question? It's pretty good. Keep asking questions. You keep answering and we'll just listen and we'll all get benefit. And I'll give you the tape. You can upload it on your website.
So that is just a matter of...
Well, that's the whole verse I just said. Bhagya. It's your fortune. The word Bhagya means fortune. Like Bhadra, Subhadra, or Bhagya. Bhagya means fortune. Bhagavan, we say Bhagavan. Bhagavan means, Van means possesses fortune. Bhagya, Bhag means fortune, means all wealth, all beauty. If you have all wealth, you're pretty fortunate. If you have all beauty, you're pretty fortunate. If you have all strength, you're pretty fortunate. If you're all renunciation and all fame. So that's Bhagavan. So Bhagya means one who has. So Bhagyavan, the word is actually Bhagyavana Jiva, one who possesses fortune. So how do you tell the real guru? Because, as I said, you want to net, there's so many Anandasis and so many gurus, they all know English, or even Russian, whatever, and they're traveling all around the world, to Germany, Switzerland, Russian, everywhere, and they're very charismatic and they're very attractive, and they have nice philosophy, and people are following them and surrendering to them as their guru. And everyone's happy about the arrangement. Disciples are happy with their guru, and guru's happy. So, but so many varieties, because there's so many levels of consciousness. So that, how do you find a real guru? How do you find a true guru? As real as you are, and as true as you are, that's the kind of guru that you'll find. Water seeks its own level, you know? I mean, I'm amazed because turn back the clock back in the 70s when Prabhupada went to, or 60s, 70s when Prabhupada was in the West, and there was a handful of gurus from India. Oh, a few. 10 maybe, 15 or so, preaching outside of India. And mostly just in England or America or Australia. Russia was undiscovered, whatever, dormant, so to speak, dormant stage. And now, thousands. There's thousands of Indian gurus teaching hundreds of idea philosophies.
It's business,
huh?
It's good business.
Oh yeah, it's good. Just new thing, you know, and get some money. So the real thing is the real thing for you. All those people that follow different gurus, it's very real for them, and it's working for them. And I respect that. I don't say, oh, you're wrong, I'm right. You're right. That's because basically, if you look at all these gurus from India, they're all teaching morality, and of some level, morality. They're all basically presenting the idea of being vegetarian, and you should go towards God or higher reality. That's all good. I agree with it all. The fine points and the different differences. That's to each his own, as they say. Whatever fits with you. I'm amazed. I was looking at someone, I was reading his philosophy and seeing people talking about Guruji, and I said, oh, they're really into it. They're as much into their thing as I'm into my thing. They're as much worshipping their guru as I'm worshipping my guru. Maybe more. Maybe more committed, more surrendered, more attached. It was amazing. There's so many things out there. There's Agnihotra and this and that. It's all Indian things and it's all going on in Germany and Switzerland. I mean, I'm sure in Europe, I don't know if you're in Germany or wherever you are, if you go around and meet hip young people or hip people between 20 and 40, someone's got some kind of guru. Who's your guru? Oh, my Swami Anand, this, that, the other thing, or whatever. Oh, it's gone. It's a real renaissance in a lot of ways of spirituality. It's good. But the beauty of the whole thing is everyone thinks mine's the best. And you should. If you don't, then you're cracked. You know, you finally decide to get married and pick one out, and you think, oh, she's not the best. What's the point of what? I mean, why do you chose to spend a lifetime, I mean, at least traditionally, with this one lady or gentleman? So the idea would be that they're the one you selected, or that's the one, or the person that touches your heart and mind and life in such a big way that you want them to be a close part of it. So that's the mamata. Mamata means sense of possession. Mamata means mine. My guru. My Krishna. My Radha. That's we're individuals. We have our feelings, our emotions. So you have guru, so somehow you found guru. That's your good fortune. And make the best of it. Some other question?